And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Karen Bretz, organist at St. Mary's Church in Anchorage, is down here to play the Advent organ recital, which is happening today at noon at Sitka Lutheran Church. Welcome to Morning Edition, Karen.
Thanks. Good morning, Melissa.
Well, tell me, how many years have you been coming down to play the organ at the Lutheran Church?
Just about 4 years. I play in Anchorage, and I've been very welcomed, and I always have a good time in Sitka. And the concerts that I play on this organ, it's a very historical organ, and it's just a great thrill to play.
So you don't really go anywhere else in Alaska other than Anchorage and Sitka, and one of the big draws is the organ at the Lutheran Church. Can you talk a little bit about what makes it unique and enjoyable to play?
It's a very old organ. It's probably the oldest organ west of the Mississippi River. So I really feel like I'm playing part of history. And it's a small organ, too. The organ at St. Mary's is considerably larger than the one here in Sitka. And it's just a cute little organ that's fun to play. It always works well. It's really, really special.
Is there anything different about this historical organ? What differentiates it from modern organs?
Well, there's a lot of different things.
Talk about it.
Oh gosh. Well, first of all, it's a tracker organ. It's a mechanical action organ, which is very old technology. It's several hundred years old. The technology is, and it still works, which is amazing. That any mechanical thing, several hundred years old, is still working, is still being used weekly, is really incredible.
So, what does that mean? It's a tracker. Working.
There's no electronics in it. It's when you press the key, you're opening a valve that lets air through the pipe. The only electronics on it, the only bow to modernity, is the blower, which blows air through it. So you don't have to have a little kid pumping it to get air to go through it.
What's another difference? What else makes it unique as compared to a modern electric organ?
It's very touch sensitive. Modern organs are they're just kind of generic. But with a tracker organ, it's more sensitive to the touch. So you can get more into it. You get more feeling out of it. You really feel like you're part of the music.
So then when you come down here, do you spend a little time reacquainting yourself with the organ before a concert?
Yeah, I have to. The organ is much different than the one I play up at St. Mary's. So it takes a little bit of an acclimation to get my head and fingers back into it.
Is it like seeing an old friend?
It is. That's a great analogy. Thank you.
So you're playing the Advent organ recital. Let's talk a little bit about that. What's on tap for today at noon at Sitka Lutheran Church?
Well, there's going to be some fairly well-known Advent hymns. I'd like to stress it's not Christmas hymns. People aren't going to hear Joy to the World or Silent Night. It's Advent season, which is much more restrained and actually somewhat penitent. Some theologians say that Advent is a mini Lent, which means that it's much more restrained. People are supposed to be thinking and considering and preparing for Christ's birth, on December 25th. So there'll be some hymns that are well-known to people, or like A Rose Blooming will be on the program, and also In the Bleak Midwinter, too, which is a beautiful hymn. And we're also going to have a hymn that I hope the congregation will sing to.
Ooh. Tell us about that.
Well, the text was written by Dietrich Bonhoeffer when he was imprisoned. He was, of course, a anti-Nazi martyr, and he wrote this text during the Christmas season before he was executed. He didn't write the tune; he wrote the text. The text is just beautiful, and hopefully the audience will be receptive to singing it.
Would you consider singing a line for us?
No, I won't sing a line, I'm not a singer by any means. But I'll read one of the stanzas, and it's very poignant considering that he wrote this just months before he was executed by the Nazis. So the first line goes, "By gracious powers so wonderfully sheltered and confidently waiting, come what may. We know that God is with us night and morning and never fails to greet us new each day." It's just incredible that he was able to keep such a positive outlook on things and when he was in such a desperate situation. And for some reason, it just spoke to me this season. And so I'm hoping that it works out today and people will like it.
It's really beautiful.
It is.
Mm-hmm. What else? We have some other pieces that I see here on the lineup for today.
Yes, there's a fairly extended piece by the composer Dietrich Buxtehude. Mm-hmm. There's, of course, a German title to it, but the translation is How Lovely Shines the Morning Star. The stars is a pretty, it's a motif during the Advent season, of course, for the Star of Bethlehem. And it's an old piece of music. It's several hundred years old, but it's very exciting, and it describes in music basically the Christmas story. And you can hear the stars twinkling during the music. And hopefully we'll have a guest percussionist to lend a hand and add some extra color to it, too.
So this is a lunchtime concert. May people bring their brown bag lunches?
Oh, please, yes. Yes, everyone is welcome. There is no charge. Please bring your lunch. That would be just lovely.
Hmm. So when do you start preparing for this concert?
I give a lot of thought to it. I enjoy the preparation and thinking about it and thinking of a theme and how to bring pieces together that people will enjoy, that that go together well. So this has been maybe 2 or 3 months in the planning.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you very much considered even what would be appropriate, not just for the season, but for this year, for what's happening in the world and in people's lives. You try to make it meaningful.
I try to. Yes, I hope that I'm giving something to the community. And I'd like to add, too, that I need to plan for the organ also. Each organ is different and special, and so I'm thinking of what would play well on the organ that I'm going to be playing on.
So this must be a busy time for you in general with the organ.
Oh, it's awfully busy. I'm back to Anchorage Saturday morning. I'm got church services Sunday morning. I also play the flute. We have a flute concert Sunday afternoon. It's a pretty busy time of the year, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of fun.
How many organists are there in Anchorage?
Maybe 10 of us. It's a pretty small group.
So you all must be in some pretty high demand around the Christmas season.
All musicians this time of the year are in high demand during the Christmas season, not just organists.
Hmm. Well, we are just about out of time. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. I hope people can make it today, and it would be lovely to see everybody.
So that's the Advent Organ Recital today at noon at Sitka Lutheran Church. Well, it's good to see you again.
It's nice to see you too, Melissa. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Karen Bretz, organist at St. Mary's Church in Anchorage, in town, for the Advent Organ Recital at Sitka Lutheran Church. It's a brown bag event, brown bag lunch event. It's free. It's open to everyone at noon today.